Right now, I want to bring in the great Chuck Ross, investigative reporter at the Washington Free Beacon, to talk about a news story that the media is very exercised over this weekend. Chuck, good afternoon.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. Great to have you with us. We've got this New York Times report from over the weekend. Hunting leaks, Trump officials focused on Democrats in Congress. The New York Times reporting that as the Justice Department was investigating who was behind leaks of classified information in the early days of the Trump administration, prosecutors subpoenaed Apple for data from the accounts of at least two Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee, their aides and family members, including one who was a minor. The Democrats in question, these lawmakers, are Adam B. Schiff of California and Eric Swalwell of California. That's what we know, and we also know the Justice Department is going to investigate itself and try and get to the bottom of all of this. Chuck Ross, what do you make of this story?
It's very fascinating. I guess at the top, the Justice Department was investigating leaks of classified information.
Right. So
it looks like during the course of that investigation, when you go looking for who gave information to reporters, they, for some reason, sought the records of Schiff, Swalwell, and other Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee.
Right.
So the question is whether they were targeted as leakers of the investigation, whether someone in the Trump Justice Department, you know, said, hey, go after Schiff and Swalwell, get their records, or if during the course of an investigation of trying to find out who spoke to reporters, they, you know, incidentally collected their phone numbers and requested the information. So, you know, we need a lot more information from the Justice Department.
Yes.
On what triggered the investigation. But of course, Schiff and Swalwell are out speculating, as is Nancy Pelosi, that they were targeted by the dictator Donald Trump, you know, to stifle his political opponents because they were speaking truth to power in the Russia investigation.
When it comes to leaks, do the laws apply to members of Congress, or are they allowed to do whatever they want?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question here. To hear Schiff and Swalwell say it, they think that they're being targeted, or Democrats are being targeted in general for possibly being the source of leaks to the media. I mean, but the fundamental question here, and a lot of other, I guess, journalists don't really want to talk about this, but someone in government did break the law by leaking classified information to reporters. There's, you know, Washington's pretty small, as a lot of people there like to say. You know, there are people on Capitol Hill, there are people within, you know, the executive branch who are could be the potential sources of these leaks. But, you know, certain pieces of information are pretty closely held to a small group of people. And I think investigators had a pretty strong suspicion that the House Intelligence Committee was responsible for these specific leaks,
right,
that were being investigated. So it makes sense that someone like Adam Schiff, who's the chairman of that committee, his aides, and Eric Swalwell, who's another top member of the committee, would possibly get scooped up in an investigation into a leak from that committee.
I mean, I remember remember the early days of the Trump administration, it was right away that there were leaks of classified information. In fact, it was the very beginning of February of 2017, just after Trump was inaugurated, the details of Trump's phone calls with the leaders of both Australia and Mexico were instantaneously leaked. These are highly classified conversations between world leaders, instantaneously leaked out to the public. Mm-hmm. Not really a surprise that the Trump administration would try to get to the bottom of those.
I mean, they started leaking before he even took office. If you remember the infamous leak of the Michael Flynn phone call with Russia's ambassador.
Yes.
You know, and especially the first 6 months of the administration was just leak after leak. And here's been kind of my sticking point in all of this. Like, I could almost, I don't know, devil's advocate, I could understand a leak of some nefarious government program, you know, that's hurting people.
Right.
But a lot of these leaks were politically motivated just to embarrass Trump and innocent people, you know, people like Carter Page,
yes,
Trump campaign aide. Someone leaked out existence of surveillance warrants against him, which was intended to make him look like he was a Russian spy.
Precisely.
You know, 3 years later, we found out that he wasn't. So these were all, these weren't like whistleblower type leaks of people doing heroic things. These are people leaking out information that was, you know, help their side of the political debate.
Right. And that includes that, as you kind of have pointed out so well, is getting the media to do your bidding. A great example of that is that early January 2017 briefing in Trump Tower, where you have the FBI director go in, James Comey, and then brief Donald Trump on the existence of a Hillary Clinton research packet without even saying that it belongs to Hillary Clinton. And it was created by her campaign and funded by her campaign, briefing him on all of this. And then that meeting was instantaneously leaked out to CNN and BuzzFeed, used as a predicate to add to the swirl of scandal around Donald Trump about something that he didn't do, which is collude with the Russian government to steal the 2016 election. These were all strategic leaks with an intention in mind, Chuck Ross.
That's exactly right. I mean, as I mentioned, especially the first 6 months to a year of the administration was kind of these leaks that built upon themselves to kind of plant story news hooks in the media to run with and then kind of, you know, prolong the Russiagate narrative. We saw that repeatedly. And so, yeah, I mean, to go back to your earlier question of are the members of Congress above the law? I mean, if they were behind the leaks or authorized people on their staff to do this,
right?
Then, you know, they should be held accountable. And the argument they're making now is that they, you know, they're not necessarily saying they should never be investigated, but they're definitely trying to preclude the justification of any investigation at all. I mean, you know, ideally Democrats would say, hey, look, people leak embarrassing information, it should be investigated, but they're not going that far. And that, you know, if you want to interpret it a certain way, it could be because they know that their fellow Democrats are behind the leaks.
Yes, they don't want you to get to the bottom of that story. So then there's the fact that Adam Schiff in particular is a uniquely hilarious and hypocritical figure in all of this, because he obtained Devin Nunes's phone records by going to Apple and asking for them, AT&T, I believe, and they were just turned over to him. They didn't have to do much work. All they did was ask, and then AT&T turned the phone records over.
Yeah, not only that, and then he released, you know, information from it, whereas, you know, this particular leak investigation by the Justice Department, you know, no information that we know of came from that. It was only revealed because Adam Schiff himself told the New York Times that he was secretly subpoenaed. So,
yes.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely hypocritical. Schiff uses the information. He uses it when it suits him and then cries foul when it looks bad for him.
No, totally. And then there's this fact. There was another mentioned last week. In the past few weeks, there was a revelation that what they say that during the final days of the Trump administration, that the attorney general was able to obtain subpoenas to secretly seize records of reporters at three different U.S. news organizations. And that Biden has been asked to what he thinks about this by CNN. And he said it was simply wrong. He said it's not going to happen during his administration. But the Washington Post this past week pointed out that's not true, actually. The Biden Justice Department actually allowed those subpoenas to continue and then kept going after reporters during the Biden administration. I'm a little confused why the Trump administration is the only place catching some flack here if the Biden administration was continuing to pursue reporters.
Yeah, you know, again, it's seems like a double standard. There have been some reporters, I believe one of the New York Times reporters who was caught up in this round of, you know, records requests, who was surveilled or had his documents requested under the Obama administration. So this is not a new phenomenon for the Trump administration. If Biden kept, you know, continued the policy, he would be in keeping with long standing of American presidents and doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I think the one thing it all gets back to what the particular stories involved were, you know, and how hard the Justice Department targeted the journalists. You know, if they did a broad request of all their records to find out who their sources are on a bunch of different stories, then, you know, that's an issue. But the question, and I don't see this tackled a lot, but if the government is investigating something that's illegal, a classified leak, and if it's, you know, by definition, it's to the media, I don't know how they investigate those things without kind of figuring out who journalists talk to on those particular stories. So you know, the Biden administration probably needs to clarify their policies on this.
Yes.
They say they're going to.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Democrats very interested in the politicization of the Justice Department and leaks. They're very concerned. Right. Just all of a sudden. Chuck Ross, you've been concerned the whole time. Thank you, Chuck. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Vince.